What did they build that road out of? What did they put all the...
Maw, they dug pits. That's what we would call the dynamite gang. We worked ahead. We'd find a place. Sometimes we'd go up there and water, muck, mud with dynamite. They come along, dig it out. Then the bulldozer would clear the trees. And then they come on crazy mosquitoes. Whoa.
I guess they're pretty bad.
Oh, yeah. In them days, mosquitoes, they work for a sound flies. But they come right through the screen. Mosquitoes you could get out of like this now. Not sound flies. And you know, I'm going to tell you something, Mr. You want to believe. The Russells, as I told you, was one of the pioneer families. Their mother, I knew her. She lived in a house up the road here. Her and a young daughter. Didn't have no screen. And they claimed, and I believe it, there's a strange draw, mosquitoes. Because I don't know if you've ever seen it. I have many a time. You're sitting inside and the damn screen covered with mosquitoes. But this old lady, and God knows she could afford it. But she had sons who could have done it. She didn't have no screens in her house. And her and her young daughter lived there.
That's amazing.
Well, this, talking about sound flies. As I told you, this house that the fellow built, rock house, and the house on the other side of it is where he lived. Me and the friend in the carpenter lived there with him. Him and his family while we were building the house. I'll never forget one night. Sand fire. I lay there in the bed. I had a very, very thin blanket pulled over me, laying there smoking cigarettes and on fire from the damn sand fly.
Wow.
You get up in the morning and go next door, go to work, and down they'd eat you until the sun got hot, and then they go. But you know, I found out something. I told many persons this and they didn't believe it because they didn't think it was possible. In 31, I was over at Anclote Light. That's about 6-7 miles from Thorn Spring. I was over there doing some work, man and a carman from the lighthouse department. So there's two dwellings there. The keeper and his wife was in one. The other one was vacant. Well, that's where he and I stayed. They called him Paul, his name was. So one night, here came Mr. Meyer. And Mr. I've met many men in my life, but he was one of the swellest men I've ever met in my life. You know how long he was in that river? Lighthouse? Department? 43 years.
Long time.
You remember? Maybe you're too young. The can was, if I remember right, a little taller and wasn't as big around Maxwell House Coffee.
Yes.
Used to come in long years ago. He come out of the house one night and he called me by my name. See, there's damn few people know my name. And he had this can about half full of kerosene with a brand new 3-inch paintbrush. Because the lighthouse department had some paintbrushes in them days. You can't buy them. And what you buy now, of course, you pay a fortune for them. Anyhow, it says here,